Previously on the Ron Van Dam Show.
Oh, I found Jesus. This is a special day. And as fascinating as that is, I'm like an apartment building where you have to buzz to come upstairs on the intercom.
And now, today's episode.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Ooh, special.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, what's up? Hey, it's great to have you here again. I remember you. Oh, yeah, you're the one with the funny looking... Yes! I remember you. Never make fun of a person's appearance. They can't do anything about it. Just make fun of their intelligence. That they can fix. I don't know if you know this, but you clicked on the gluten-free version of this show, and that's really not necessary anymore. I'm on the Keno diet. I don't play Keno anymore, and I've lost weight. I've also gained weight in my wallet, if you know what I mean. That's a funny joke, isn't it? From now on, I'll tell you when what I say is uproariously funny, and then you react accordingly. Okay, is that a deal? Have we got that understanding between us? Women have always said to me through my entire life, I don't care so much about looks, I care more about personality, and you fucking are, that is an insult. Introduce some of the staff members of the program. John Shanahan does our announcing and much of our comedy writing. Actually, he's a lot funnier than I am. He should have this show, not me. And then, of course, there's the lovely and talented Jason Shaw, who does our background music. You're listening to him right now. Thanks, Jason. And Nicole Reed, who books a lot of our national interviews. She's also the British babe that you hear at the beginning of the program with her lovely little accent. And those are just some of the people. Actually, that's all I can remember right now. My memory is starting to go. There's a thing called Prevagen. It's made from an ingredient found in jellyfish. And I'm kind of surprised. I thought the only ingredient in jellyfish was jelly. But I guess not. I tried to take this Prevagen thing in order to improve my memory. Problem was, I always forgot to take it. Okay, that's funny. Thank you very much. All right. Hey, welcome to the program. Hope you're in just as good a mood as I am, which will not say much for you today. Ain't gonna have. I wish I, Well, let's forget that. Let's not go in that direction. Ron, don't express your wishes in public. That's not a good idea. That's like having your Facebook page public. Oh, Tori, who does the show with me every once in a while, told me on the last show, she chastised me for having a series of Facebook pages that were public. And I said, I thought that was the idea of Facebook, to let everybody know what you had for dinner last night and what strange little pimples are developing on your ass at any given moment. She says, no, Facebook is for you and your friends. It should be private. You should go and change the settings in Facebook for your Facebook page to private. And I said to her, I guess I'm ignorant only in that sense. So I tried to change it to private, and then I didn't understand what was going on. It said, if you click here, then some of your friends will be Jewish and others. I couldn't figure out. There was so much going on. I'm overwhelmed by this stuff because I feel like every time I click something that it's going to ruin my life or enhance it, and I don't know which it is. I'm scared of Facebook. I am frightened by it. I am frightened by Facebook more than I am a haunted house on Halloween night. I just cannot deal with that thing. And in the background, I keep seeing Zuckerberg's face. Or Gutenberg. Is it Steve Gutenberg? Is it Steve Gussenberg? Gutenberger? I don't know these people. They're kids, and they're making fools out of me. It's too powerful. It's just too powerful. I don't like powerful things. I like them on a personal basis. I love women in power. That's a turn on for me. Oh, turned on by women in power. That's fantastic. Men in power, not so much, because then, yeah, they're just people and they're just idiots. But women in power, it's like, whoa, that is, that's a turn on. Ooh, seriously. I like that. Again, none of your business. None of your business. So I'm trying to change all my settings in life. You know, I wish life were that simple where I could just click on something and my life would change. Wouldn't that be great? Ron, you've been living in the dark forever. All you had to do was click on the upper box to get more light. I didn't know as simple as a click. Yes, that's all it is. Life is as simple as what you click. Wow. Again, a great title for a book and a great concept in an analogous manner, of course. Life should be a lot simpler. You don't like Trump? Click over here. Now he's gone. That was amazing. All I had to do was click all these years that I've been putting up with this bullshit. All I had to do was just click on get rid of Trump and he's gone. Yes, it was as simple as that. Just a click. But clicks don't come for free. Sounds like a line in a country western song, doesn't it? I get my beers $4 and my clicks are free. I don't know. Somehow that's ringing true to me. I don't know why. Every time I go on the internet and I'm about to click on something, there's a box there that I must click on first, and it's that I agree to their terms. I don't understand what your terms are. Oh, there's a lengthy like 5 or 6 pages in small print. By the way, why does something on the internet have to be in small print at all? The only reason for anything on the internet to be in unusually small print is because you're not supposed to read it. They don't want you to read that. Did you ever start reading some of that stuff? It makes no sense whatsoever. It makes it sound like you're signing over your children to these people. You don't know what they're saying there. We have the right to come into your home and go through all your personal belongings. No, I don't want to click on that. Well, you signed it. You clicked on it. I didn't see that. It's in small print. I must always agree to their terms and conditions. Well, why would I agree to anything like that? I don't mind the terms and conditions when it says, you will agree that you will not use our name in vain and you will not use our stuff, which is copyrighted. Yeah, I agree. I don't want your stuff. And you have your stuff to begin with. Why would I care if I used it again? I mean, of course I'll agree to that. But when you start getting into the stuff where you agree that we can go into your personal information, drain your bank accounts, take all your friends and persecute them, that wouldn't be so bad. But you know what I'm talking about, man. We just click on stuff. We don't think about it. All that terms and conditions things, you better be careful. You're agreeing to stuff you haven't read. They could be asking you to do horrible things. I agree that if I have a Facebook page, I will put on a ski mask, walk into a bank, and steal money for you and send it to you, the unknown address. You didn't do this. You clicked on it. You said you would do it. You're not doing it. Now, be careful what you click on. That should be in the marriage license. When you get married, there should be a little box at the bottom. Well, do you accept these terms and conditions? What are those? Oh, well, read. It's in very small print, but read on. Let's see. I agree that I will give up half of my money to my wife in the possibility that the marriage ends, which is probable because more than 50% of all marriages end in divorce and the total financial destruction of the male component. What? I didn't know that. Yeah, just sign there, please. I also further agree on the terms and conditions that the wife will be the king and you will do everything she wants. And if you don't, you'll be totally screwed for the rest of your life and you'll be exposed as a big douchebag that you actually are. And you'll never be able to make a decision again in your life. They will hold sex over your head forever because men always want sex. Women really don't care half the time. So let's click this box of terms and conditions that you agree to this and you agree that you're about to ruin your life and totally just screw up your entire being. Click here. Wow, no, that doesn't sound good. Well, thank God they don't have that on the marriage license. I believe that the next time that there is a presidential election, someone should be doing an interview, conducting an interview on the presidential candidate. It's very important. I think we've learned our lesson. You can't just have anybody be president. What are the requirements to be president of the United States? You won't believe this. It'll blow your pants off. Listen to this. You have to be at least 35 years old. All right, you know, sure. You have to be a U.S. citizen for more than 14 years. Okay. You have to have been born in the United States. Wait. Those two are contradictory. Anything else? No, that's it. Excuse me, no, that's it? That's all the requirements to be the leader of the free world? Yeah, and even some of those requirements aren't really requirements anymore. What? Don't you have to have a certain amount of intelligence? No, you can be an idiot. Case in point. What? You said, don't you have to have some government experience to at least understand what the government is since you're like in charge of everything and all of the government? Isn't that a requirement? Some kind of government job? No. You can sell ice cream out of a truck, and be president the next day. What? Are you serious? How about a urine test to see if this person's on drugs? No, that's not necessary. If they're on drugs, they're on drugs. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Hey, what are you going to do? No urine test? No! Really? I have to take one to get life insurance and stuff and health insurance. But not to be president? No, that's fine. Don't worry about it. Wow, how about an inkblot Rorschach test to see if you're crazy or not? Well, you, by definition, wouldn't you have to be crazy to want this job? Yeah, I've talked about this before. I've talked about everything before, so who's kidding who? I've talked about this before, man. Who would want to be president anymore? You would have to be on a power-hungry trip. And they always use the excuse, well, I'm out to change the world and to make this country a better place. Bullshit. I've heard this before. You're out to make a name for yourself to go down in history. You have two choices to go down in history forever. Either be president or a serial killer. Your choice, both out in the limelight. Why would you want to be president? When I was young, which seemed like a long time ago, and also seemed like just yesterday. Oddly enough, those two things are in constant battle with each other. When I was younger, my parents and everybody on TV and everybody in public and all my guidance counselors and all my schools told me, you know, anybody can grow up to be president. And I said, oh, wow. And then Trump became president, and I said, oh, I see what they're talking about. It can be anybody. They weren't kidding with that anybody part. That wasn't a joke. That wasn't just to make you feel good like your possibilities are always there and you should always be hopeful about something. No, it wasn't just that. Anybody can really be president. It's true. Case in point, once again. I understand how to become president. What I don't understand is how to get rid of them. Well, it's simple, Ron. The only their longest possibility is 8 years. 8 years? 8 years? 8 years? Are you kidding me? 8 years? That's a long time, man. That's a long time. 8 years. That's nearly a decade. In dog years, that's a long time. 8 years is way too long. Way too long. 4 years is too long. 4 years. That's a long time. That's a long time. That's a lot of possibilities to screw things up really big time. Case in point once again. Now something's wrong. We've got to change the Constitution like now. I'm calling up everybody in Congress. I've got their phone numbers. I just don't have their names down real well. Without those little tags, hello, my name is, I have no idea who's who. I really don't. All Congress people look alike to me, and that's a racist thing to say. It's a politically racist thing to say. I have their phone numbers, their emails, but I don't know who they are. Seriously, I can email somebody in Congress. I got their name, I guess. I got their email. I can send them a letter. I have no idea who they are. I have no idea. I have no idea. No idea who you are. I need to send them all a letter and say, look, I don't know how you do it. Change the Constitution now. Put some pants on. Go down to that Senate or House of Representatives. Sit down and change that Constitution. Get yourself some extra pens and a pad of paper. Rewrite the Constitution so it makes sense for now. We are not living back at the time of the Constitution stuff. This isn't the 1700s, the 1800s, whatever. This is now. Things have changed considerably. There was no concept when the Constitution was put together that any type of douchebag, to the extent of Trump, could ever be possible. They didn't have douchebags back then. Every citizen has a right to arms. Yes, you can have arms if you want to. And I'm not talking about guns. You have the right to grow your limbs. Human beings have the right to have legs and arms. That's all they were saying, the right to bear arms. That's all it meant. It meant you don't have to wear long-sleeve shirts anymore. You can wear short-sleeve shirts and bear your arms out in public. That's all that meant. That's it. You're misreading the Constitution. All men are created equal. What about the women? That was the problem. It should be all men and women are created equal. But that's not what it says. It says all men are created equal. You don't understand. You didn't read between the lines. Change the Constitution. The Bill of Rights. What? A lot of people don't know what that is. They think it's an invoice for something. Did you pay the Bill of Rights? No, I'm on an installment plan. $60 a week for the next 3 years. It's a good deal. The interest is low. Can you help me with the Bill of Rights? Can I borrow $1,000? Nobody knows what the Bill of Rights is. A lot of people know there was also a Bill of Wrongs. This is the stuff that you shouldn't do, that you have no right to do. The Ten Commandments. Why? What's up with that? Stating the obvious. Don't screw with people. Okay, I kind of got that. You got to write this down on a tablet? You got to take the time to chisel it into stone? Don't screw with other people. Be nice to other people. Do unto others as they would do unto you. I don't know if that's a Ten Commandment or not. I have no, it could be the 11th one, I really don't know. I don't know what the Ten Commandments are. I know some of them. I don't know if I follow all of them because they were chiseled. By the time you chiseled out the thing on stone, the rules changed. I don't know. I'm not sure about any of this stuff. All I know is now, what makes sense, what doesn't make sense, rewrite the Constitution. Seriously. Am I saying anything that's that's difficult to understand here? This all makes sense to me. And that's what's important. All right. It's time for a lunch break. I have no idea what time of day you're listening to this. Probably not lunchtime. I do have a funny story for you.
And now it's time for one of Ron's funny stories. You could practically hear the quotes around funny, couldn't you?
I go shopping in a supermarket every single day because I have nothing else to do. But that's not the funny story. I went to a supermarket that is local to me, which is always a great idea, especially when you buy ice cream. You always want to choose a supermarket where it's not a three-hour drive to get home. Hey, what happened to all the frozen food? Eh, you live too far away. I'm sorry. That's your fault. I went to a supermarket. It's about like 5 minutes away. It's called Market Basket. It's run by a family of Greek people, and they have quite a few branches all over the place. It's a very nice supermarket, very good prices, very low prices. I grade supermarkets by the amount of noise that their shopping cart makes. I really do. I mean, if you choose a shopping cart in a supermarket and the wheels are going like four different directions at once, or it squeals so loud that people are holding their ears, then that's a bad supermarket. You can bring in all the food you want at the best prices. If your shopping carts are a pain in the ass, I'm out of here. That's the first sign for me of a good supermarket. Not the number of employees, how fast you can get in and out. It's those loud freaking shopping carts. Man, they have decent shopping carts. So I'm going through the store, and there's this lady. Oh, man. What a weird lady. She didn't look like a lady because I only saw her from the back at any given moment. So anyway, so she's walking her cart around. And she's looking, and she's in the cereal aisle. And I'm behind her about, I'd say, three carts behind her. And in a supermarket, that's a perfectly logical way to gauge distance between carts. I'm three carts behind her. I'm three carts to the wind. And she's looking at cereal. She's moving along. All of a sudden, I think she sees the cereal that she wants to get. It's in the Kellogg's area. Rather than pull her cart to the side of the road, she stops, looks at that the cereal boxes. I stop behind her. Had I not seen her, I would have collided with her ass. But I stopped about three carts behind her, and I figure, okay, she's going to stop for a second. She just stopped and kept looking right in the middle of the aisle, right in the middle of the aisle. She did not pull over. She did not signal. And then she leaves her cart there with her pocketbook in the upper part of the cart, and she walks, she leaves her cart right in the middle of the road. And she walks over to the cereal aisle a few steps away, and she starts looking at the cereal boxes. I had a choice here. I can do a few things. I can say, excuse me, and have her run back to her cart and say, I'm so sorry. Or I could rev up and bump her cart all the way down the aisle. But that's a runaway cart. That's been known to kill people. But it's aggressive. It's called, well, it's not road rage. It's aisle rage is what that is. Never get involved in that. I don't know if she's packing. I have no idea. My third option would be to turn around and double back down another aisle to get where I want to go. That's going out of my way, and I'm so lazy that that's kind of not an option. So what I did was I said in a loud voice, excuse me. Actually, I had a fourth option to move the cart for her that's just standing alone in the middle of the aisle. But her pocketbook was in it. And I figured if I touch the cart with her pocketbook in it, she can make all kinds of accusations. Hey, wait a minute. I had a 20 in here. Now it's gone. You know, so I'm not doing that. So I chose the verbal excuse me. Excuse me. She turns around, looks at me, looks at her cart, very slowly goes to her cart, and moves it to the side. She did not say, I'm sorry. She should have said, I'm sorry, because it began a chain reaction of a very ugly situation. I walked up to her, tapped her on the shoulder, picked her up under the arms, and threw her into the cereal aisle. Her head collided off of a box of Rice Krispies. The box imploded. Rice Krispies all over the place. All of a sudden, I'm noticing the Rice Krispies are turning red. I have somehow bashed her head into the cereal section. I didn't mean to hurt her. I just meant to thrust her accordingly. She's writhing in pain. They call the paramedics. By this time, I'm three towns away. I don't know her fate. I assume she's okay. I really don't know. Now, if that isn't a funny story, I don't know what is. Do you believe that? Do you believe that I wasted your time with a stupid funny story? I know.
And that was another funny story from Ron. Wait, that was supposed to be funny? Wow.
Shh.
You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show. Don't worry, no one has to know. This is just between you and me and Ron. We cool?
Spent yesterday afternoon walking around my house without any shoes on. What a wonderful feeling that is. Barefoot. Nothing on your feet at all. For some reason, you can get away with that. For some reason, when women don't wear a top at all and their boobs are showing, that for some reason is not a good idea. But your feet, without any shoes, barefoot, that you can get away with? I'm sorry. I don't get it. I am sorry. I don't get that. You mean to tell me it's illegal for me to walk outside without any pants or underpants or anything, showing my junk to the world to get mail out of my front mailbox? That's illegal? And yet I can go outside with nothing on my feet whatsoever. No socks. No shoes, no covering whatsoever. My feet are bare, and that's legal? I don't get it. I totally don't get it. I don't get it. I also don't understand men that send pictures of their junk through the internet, texting pictures of their junk. I don't get it. I don't understand it. Why would you go down to your basement to an area where there is all this kind of stuff that's in a junk pile, take a picture of that and send that to a woman? What? That's not what that means? Oh, the junk is... Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I misunderstood that one. Now, what man in his right mind would take a picture of his penis and send it to women? You'd have to be crazy. Or the owner of Amazon and the Washington Post. The richest man in the world, Jeff. I call him Jeff. Apparently took pictures of his penis and sent it. And the National Enquirer, which is, of course, the most believable paper in the world, National Enquirer got a hold of it and tried to blackmail, not for money, but in order to make a statement, tried to blackmail the owner of Amazon, who happens to be the richest person in the world. I get all of that. That's horrible. Let the courts decide that one. I'm just trying to figure why anybody in their right mind would take a picture of their penis and send it to people. Because I will tell you, without hesitation, and I'm not hesitating to tell you this, the penis is not a pretty thing. I'm not trying to be disgusting, kids, but when I go down the aisle in the supermarket, not the cereal aisle, we already did that. When I go down the aisle in the supermarket where they have the hot dogs and the sausages, I can't look at them. I cannot look at them. And I don't see women stopping with their carts going, ooh, the sausage section. Ooh, ooh, let's look at the sausages. They don't do that. Sausages are not pretty. Why would a man think that his junk, his sausage and two meatballs, to put it in an Italian food kind of perspective, why he would think his sausage and two meatballs would be attractive enough to send a picture of it? I would sooner send a picture of a plate of spaghetti with a sausage and two meatballs on it than I would my testicles and my penis delecti. This all makes no sense. No sense whatsoever. None. None. What are they thinking? It's not pretty. Sometimes I will stand in the mirror after I get out of the shower. I will stare myself in front of the mirror just to do a body check. It's the only time I look at myself in full was when I come out of the shower. Otherwise, I don't have the opportunity. And I look and I say to myself, what is that? What is that? What is that stuff down there? Why do women even want that stuff? Wouldn't a vibrator be like so much more appetizing than this? I mean, if we're going to go the religious route, I don't know what God was thinking. I mean, that's not pretty. I guess beauty's in the eyes of the beholder. I'd love to ask a woman, do you really think that that trio is a pretty thing? I've never asked a woman that because I don't think that that's the proper thing to ask. And if you say it to your girlfriend, she will certainly answer, oh, of course it's pretty. What's she going to say? No, you ugly piece of crap, get out of my face with that skin thing you've got down there. With your little Federal Express package, get that out of here, man. Yeah, I've put up with it for years. No, it's not pretty. That's why we turn the lights off, you idiot. This is getting out of hand. I think it's time to shut down this operation. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show, and I hope that you do join me then, and we'll take it from there. Until then, I wish you peace.